Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are currently listening to is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root, of course, of the War Now fame and fortune. Now, Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes if you follow close to the way this show works on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The very first hour on all of these great radio stations across the entire country. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to share 60 minutes of uninterrupted, nonstop radio excellence. So I will try to deliver that for you tonight. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all these wild buttons and spinning all these dials and making it all go. And again, without him, you would hear nothing but static. One thing I want to remind you about before we get going is my website, leeelci.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I.com. We are still in the infancy stages of that, but we're building that thing up, and before too long, it will be an absolute powerhouse. So we hope you can go on there and check it out. Click the button and follow us on the Facebook, and that way we can share more than just our radio time together. I wanted to take a walk down memory lane. I wanted to start with something good today. I opened up my own morning show. Every once in a while, I share the same stories on my morning show and, of course, with this national audience because it's a whole new group of people. So just bear with me for a second because I thought this was kind of neat and important. As I started the show this morning, I was thinking, you know, of all the craziness that's going on in the world, right? All the chaos, the fights at the gas lines, the bombs falling on Israel, the Iron Dome, the chaos in the Middle East, and then, of course, back here on our own southern border, again, over and over, day after day, since Joe Biden has become president, you've got absolute anarchy. And I could, you know, continue this list of terrible things that are happening, you know, within the border of the continental United States, and, of course, all 50 states, D.C., and everywhere that Americans lay their head at night, there's always something seemingly bad happening. And I started to think, man, is life really that terrible right now? And I was walking the dog Ozzy yesterday, and I started to think, you know, here I am, I've reached the age, I guess technically I'm actually beyond middle age, 55 years old, and I started to think, is this as good as it gets? Not to steal a line from Jack Nicholson, but is this as good as it gets? I've shared this with you guys before. I've always felt that there was something bigger for me, whatever that is. Not that doing radio is not big, and I love it, and I don't want to change that part of it. I certainly don't want to give this up. But I've always felt that there's something bigger for me, like in addition to this. What is it? I haven't figured that out yet. But that's a whole different story. But I start to think about that as I'm walking the dog, and, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Connecticut. And I couldn't help but think about myself as a younger person. And I was thinking about this one, for whatever reason, I started to think about this one specific day in my life. And I was 16 years old playing Legion baseball. And if you don't know what Legion baseball is, you have high school, you have a high school season. And then after high school, when you're between a certain age, before you can go to college, you play Legion baseball. And Legion was an elevated version of high school. If you were good enough to play Legion, it means you were probably one of the better players on your high school team. So I played for this one team that actually drew high school players from like six or seven different towns. Essentially, it was an all-star team of kids in the summer, and we played 100 games every summer. And from the time I was 15 until the time, you know, I was 18, graduating from high school and going off to college. And I was thinking about just how simple my life was. And I remember this one day, I was 16 years old, playing right field. We were in the championship game for the zone. You win the zone, you go on to the state tournament. And we were playing our arch rival, even though we didn't really have an arch rival because we won every single year. But it was, you know, bottom of the seventh inning, I believe, and we were playing on their field, and their number one hitter was up, and there was a man on second. I think we were up by a run. And the guy hit a ball into the right center field gap, and I was playing him in shallow right field, so I had to turn around and basically sprint. And of all the baseball games I played in my life, I probably played thousands of baseball games in my life. At a 16-year-old age, that might have been the greatest catch I've ever made. Dead sprint, fully laid out, caught the ball, going again to my left, and it goes in my glove. I feel it going in my glove, and we win the zone championship, and we're going to the state tournament. And I'm 16, right? Crowd is going crazy. Everyone's jumping up and down. Everyone's jumping up and down on me. We win, and it was just the simplest of joys. And then I think even beyond that moment, I'm thinking to myself, that night, all of my friends, like all the people on that team and all of their parents, so my parents and, you know, the teammates' parents, they're all friends. They're older, but, you know, they're friends and my friends, coaches, we're all at this one kid's house. And we're sitting around out back. There's a pool, I think, there, an above-ground pool. And, you know, kids are jumping in and out. But the hardcore baseball people, which I was one, we all sat in this circle. And we were just telling stories about baseball and all that goes along with that. And not to make this all about baseball, but the point I'm trying to make is, I'm thinking about this as I'm walking my dog yesterday. That was like a perfect day for me. Right? Perfect in the sense that I had a whole life ahead of me. I knew what I wanted to be. I had an idea of how to get there. And I had just come off something spectacular, and we won, and everybody was happy. And I'm thinking to myself, man, we don't experience that kind of stuff enough. And I think maybe if you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me right now on your radio, there's got to be a day in your life or days in your life that are similar to that, like a day that you can go back and think about, sort of tap into when you're feeling down, feeling blue. We don't have enough of these days of joy. I know I don't have enough of them now, right? Now my life is, like I said, chaos, anarchy, in a good way. It's controlled. But where's the overall joy? The kids, man, like you're a kid and your whole life is ahead of you, right? And your friends are around you. There's nothing like that feeling. It's so powerful, so liberating, so free. And I don't think that we do enough of that or feel enough of that as we get older. We get stuck in a rut. We get stuck in the mundane over and over again. We get stuck in the terribleness that is life and, you know, the calamities that we have to watch on the nightly news every single night. And as I'm, you know, talking to you about this on the radio over my right shoulder, I'm watching buildings collapse and fall and bombs hit the ground over in Israel. And, you know, where's the joy in that? There's no joy in that. How do you live, you know, with a smile on your face if these are the kind of images that you're seeing constantly? It's very tough. It's impossible, nearly impossible. And I'm not saying every day should be, you know, a walk in the park or skipping down old memory lane. It doesn't have to necessarily be like that. But I hope you have some place that you can go to sort of tap into a day or two or three or ten, if you're lucky, of days that you can almost consider perfect. Right? Because that was almost like a perfect day. I can't remember all of it, but I'm sure I got up in the morning. Right? My mom was there. My dad was there. I'm sure I talked to my friends before the game. I drove in my old beat-up car to the game. I was 16. And just had that feeling, even though there was probably a ton of pressure to win the game. Man, it's just a feeling of freedom. Now, what do you got? Now you've got taxes, and you've got bills, and you probably got your own family and your own headache. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but Maybe you just don't have enough of the simple joy that makes up life. You think about what God, and if you believe in a God, you think about what God intended, spinning this blue marble into its existence. I mean, do you think that God wanted you to worry every single day about, I don't know, whether or not you have the nicest car or the nicest pair of sneakers or if you're making enough money? I doubt it. I don't know. Listen, I'm not smart enough to know what God wanted, but I would really seriously doubt that he or she is looking down on us, worried about whether or not we're going to make a car payment or an insurance payment. I doubt that's really the most important thing to him. So I don't know. I don't know even what my moral of this opening monologue is, except maybe, and I'm going to try to do it, is enjoy a little bit more of the little things that life offers, right? Sunsets, sunrises. I'll tell you, I get up every day really, really early. And my favorite time of year is now because the sun is up a little bit earlier and it's a little bit brighter. And I got to tell you, if I'm driving, sometimes I'm driving into work as the sun's rising. That's pretty spectacular. So if you get a chance, maybe that's one thing you can just do for yourself. Go watch a sunrise or a sunset. Take yourself and your family someplace. Go up on a hill and watch that. Maybe that's a good place to start. Try to get connected back into what actually should be making us happy and what actually should be making us angry and or sad. All right. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to wax all that poetic on you in the opening monologue, but there you go. There you have it. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will, in fact, be here at the top of the hour. Please do not go anywhere. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. So I got all philosophical in the opening break. So let me go down a different road. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Stephen Turley will talk to us. He is a professor, but he's also written a paper about critical race theory. So I want to talk to him a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that. For now, let me throw some old myths, some old wives' tales at you and debunk some of these myths. So according to experts, here are some myths that you don't necessarily have to worry about. I'll give you the pros and the cons. Cracking your knuckles. Let me see if I can get a knuckle crack for you. Hang on. Oh, that was a good one. Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. It might cause weakness in your hands, but there is no proof that it causes arthritis. It's actually air. that's being released. Number two, we only use 10% of our brain. A survey a while back found two-thirds of us believe that one. But even with simple tasks, you are actually using most of your brain. It takes so much energy. One-fifth of the calories that you eat go to brain power. Myth number three, dogs see in black and white only. New science proves that that is not true. They do see colors, a little different than us. The new scientific thought is they're actually red and green colorblind. They see the rest of the color spectrum. If you swallow a piece of gum, this was one of my favorites, it'll take 7 years to digest. The truth is that, just like corn, your body can't digest gum. It doesn't stand there for 7 years. It moves through your body and eventually passes where it passes. Number five, shaving your face makes your hair grow back thicker. Without getting into too much of the details, that just simply is not true. Myth number six, you swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. No. It's an urban legend. As far as anyone can tell, there is no truth to that. I don't know how you would judge that or quantify that unless you had a video camera on somebody as they slept for an entire year to see what kind of spiders would fall in there. So that is a myth busted. Number seven, our blood is blue before it's exposed to oxygen. No. Our blood is always red. Although these are things that I actually believed at one point in time, right? I mean, we all kind of had that. You look at your veins, they look blue. But no, your blood is red. Number eight, coffee stunts your growth. The main thing that can stunt a kid's growth is poor nutrition. But coffee and caffeine do not do that. So coffee does not stunt your growth. Two more. Myth number nine, your dog's mouth is cleaner than our own. Now, this is one I've heard a million times and even one I think I've used. Not true. Dogs and humans both have about 600 different types of bacteria in their mouth. Plus, we brush our teeth every day. Your dog does not, and you've seen what your dog eats. So, sorry to say, even though I love my dog, your dog's mouth is probably dirtier than yours. And finally, public swimming pools have a chemical that turns blue if you pee in them. That's just something that parents have told kids so that they won't pee in the pool. There is no such chemical that can do that to urine. So if you were hoping that was true, it is not. So there you go. Some myths busted. Right here on the national radio scene. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am always humbled getting a chance to share an hour with you a couple of times a week here on the great USA Radio Network. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can send me an email, LeeElsieRadio.com. Be looking forward to that. I do got to take a break. Stephen Turley will join us after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the new mask mandate
President Biden says new mask guidance from the CDC is a great milestone. The agency is saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks either indoors or outdoors in most circumstances. The president also thanking those who made this achievement possible.
The scientists and researchers, the drug companies, the National Guard, the U.S. military, FEMA, the nation's governors, doctors, nurses, pharmacists.
Republican senators are calling their meeting on infrastructure with President Biden productive and encouraging. Senator Shelley Moore Capito said the president asked them to rework an offer.
We had a very productive, more than courteous give and take. We did talk specifics, and the president has asked us to come back.
USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is AS Root. He's international. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Special guest joining us right now, he is a best-selling author, a professor, a doctor. He is a YouTube sensation. And every once in a while, we track him down and grab him and get him to come up and on the air with us. He's written a piece, which I'll post up on our Facebook page. His name is Dr. Stephen Turley. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lee. Thanks so much for having me back.
And before we get going, just to do this a couple of times, your YouTube page is just, it blows up. So where can people learn more about you and watch some of your videos?
Yeah, they could just punch in Dr. Steve Turley, my last name, T-U-R-L-E-Y. On YouTube, or they can just go to our website, TurleyTalks.com.
Okay. I wanted to begin the conversation with critical race theory, which is permeating through all the suburbs throughout blue states across the country. I wanted to start out with just a general sort of sense, because maybe some folks out there, Doc, don't know what it is. Can you explain it to everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually really easy. That's why they're introducing it as early as kindergarten in the schools. The easiest way to understand critical race theory is that it's just simply rehashed Marxism, but around race. So when you look at a classroom of kindergartners, a teacher could look at them and say, our nation is an unjust nation. Our nation is a very bad nation. And when the kids say why, the teacher could say, well, it's because it's made up ultimately of two groups, where one group is and always has been oppressing the other group. And that group that always oppresses is a bad group. Even if individual members in that group may be good, the group as a whole is bad. And then the group that gets oppressed all the time through no fault of their own, they're always good. That's the good group. Again, even if individual members are bad in that group, the group is a very good group. So you've got two groups, one that oppresses, one that's oppressed, and this has always been the case in the United States. And, of course, every child in kindergarten is going to ask a single question, right? How do I tell the two different groups apart? And the critical race theory curriculum instructs the teacher to tell them the answer to that is race. By their race, you will determine who belongs to which group. So it is, without question, probably the most perniciously and horrifically racist doctrine that our children could be subjected to imaginable. And that's in a nutshell, critical race theory.
So this is going on in different school systems throughout the country. I mean, it started in different places. It didn't go very well in some places that you've written about, and we can get to that in a second. But essentially what's happening is school districts are paying consultants to find racism, even when racism doesn't exist. And then they'll teach the community, and specifically the white kids, that they are racists. And then what happens next?
Oh, well, then there's a conditioning process for the white kids to learn that they have to take a step back and make room for these other children of minority ethnicities. And that means that we have to change all of our laws. For example, just take elections. That would be the most obvious one. There was a very interesting article out in the Federalist just the other day that talked about how the new thing now among critical race theorists is a fair election has nothing to do with individual voting. This is why they're so opposed to signature matching. It has nothing to do with individual voting. It has everything to do with racially determined voting proportions. So if a particular proportion of a population in a certain area, say 20% black, then by golly, in the next election, 20%, you know, the exit polls should show that 20% at least of the electorate were black. Otherwise, it was not a fair election. So they don't care among the group. Again, this is identity politics. So the individual doesn't matter. They don't care if the signatures match up, if addresses match up. They don't care anything about any kind of voting curating process. All they care about is proportionate voting patterns. And so that would be just one example of how critical race theory would radically redefine our nation.
But these entities are spinning this whole narrative to whereby if you don't agree that there's systematic racism everywhere in our culture, you're a bigot. You're a racist. You hate black people.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the most bizarre thing on the planet is that the critical race theory, as I explained it, which is, again, one of the most perniciously racist doctrines imaginable, is constantly presented, even by Chris Wallace of Fox News during the debates. It's constantly presented as anti-racism curriculum. I mean, I think whenever you're dealing with the media and the permanent political class, you know, whatever they accuse their opponents of doing, that's what they're doing. And then however they name their current cause, create an antonym out of it. Turn it into the opposite, and that's what they're actually doing. Now, what's going on there with the media? The media is all into the sort of the cultural Marxist paradigm of critical race theory because they believe it empowers the Democrats. The Democrats are the leaders of the permanent political class. There's plenty of Republicans in it as well, but it tends to be dominated by the Democrats as a sort of a globalist elite that govern according to their own values, their own concerns, their own interests, which are increasingly growing alienated from the values, concerns, and interests of, you know, your typical American voter. So the media is all into this. They're 100% behind the New York Times is actually pushing the 1619 Project, which is critical race theory par excellence. A lot of it goes back to they learned it in the universities, and it comes from a school of thought known as the Frankfurt School. It came over to the United States during World War II. We had a number of European Marxist philosophers and educators coming on over, particularly to Columbia University, and they started teaching what they would call more broadly critical theory to the students. So this is not just applied to race. It's also applied to gender. It's applied to sexual orientation. And the whole idea, particularly through thinkers like Herbert Marcuse, the whole idea was to create a coalition of the oppressed, as he would call them, a coalition of groups that now understand themselves as being treated unfairly, and so they whip up something called resentment politics in there, which is very powerful. The resentment is a very, very just ask Marie Antoinette what the kind of politics that can result, the blowback that can result as a result of this kind of resentment politics. And what they did is they employed something called repressive tolerance. And you can actually read about it. It's really funny, but the theorist is a fellow by the name of Herbert Marcuse, M-A-R-C-U-S-E. He's writing about this in the early 60s. Repressive tolerance just basically says that if you're part of a minority ethnic group, because they've been oppressed, then anything and everything they stand for, anything and everything they say is to be championed because it's an expression of their oppression. And if you're part of the oppressor group, then anything and everything you say is to be denigrated and denounced because no matter what it's being said, through through the advantages that one gets by virtue of being part of this oppressor group. So this is the white fragility kind of thesis and the like, that even if you're not personally racist, you have nevertheless benefited from this racist system if you're part of the dominant group. So the media has really pushed this, and they pushed this crazy world where anything and everything that appears to be just, you know, common sense is lampooned and reframed as being in denial and a failure to deal with your racist past. And then everything that is as absurd as Marxism can get is now reframed as valiant and virtuous and the like. So I think that's what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with a media that is pushing this paradigm of repressive tolerance. Repressive tolerance is considered the origin of political correctness. And that's why it just seems like what's up is down and down is up. And the best thing we can do is exactly what these other states have been doing and just push back against it. Say, no way. This is pure reverse racism and nothing more. And it's not good. We got to be like Gondor, standing up, you know, you shall not pass. This is not going any further.
Thou shalt not pass. Dr. Stephen Turley is his name. Doc, stick around. We're going to hold you over and we'll take you to the end of the program. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. Alan Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
An amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Chase Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not bought. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
John Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Does your business spend $500?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We're speaking with Professor/Dr. Stephen Turley about critical race theory, and I want to kind of bring this home to my area, my adopted hometown here in Connecticut. We've got a group who associates themselves with Black Lives Matter, and they are dictating to some of these municipalities what to do, how to do it, who to hire, how many, all under this flag of Black Lives Matter, this Marxist group. And something has happened recently in the Board of Education where their focus is on, of course, diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? But in doing so, of course, they're being about as racist as you can be. But they're actually running by certain ideas and certain plans for each of these towns that are in discussions with these groups that are backed by Black Lives Matter as to whether or not they're going to hire police officers, whether or not they're going to hire additional educators, whether or not they're going to do this or that. And they're running them by these groups prior to any of the, and these are obviously, these groups are championing this critical race theory in the schools itself. But I mean, this is all about Black Lives Matter, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. They're the driving force today of cultural Marxism. We have to understand this is every bit as Marxist as the Soviet Union. The difference, however, is it's no longer a Marxism, you know, the bourgeois versus the proletariat, oppressor versus oppressed. The Marxism is no longer economically defined or class defined. People are cashing in big time through BLM and so forth. Oh no, they've made peace with money. The issue now is not class. The issue now is race. The issue now is gender. The issue now is sexual orientation. It's creating groups of minority oppressed enclaves, as it were, in order to overthrow the dominant ethnic and sexual and gender group, and then literally recreate society after their own Marxist image. They want to destroy the country. Scholars are calling it post-American sentiment. So BLM is if anything, they're the tip of the sword. They want to get rid. I mean, you literally have abolitionist statues around the country being torn down. Now, why on earth would any group that was anti-racism tear down statues of of devoted abolitionists of the 19th century, 18th and 19th century, that want to get rid of slavery. Why would they do that? Well, the answer is simple. They're the wrong color. Remember, if you're part of this oppressor group, it doesn't matter if you have individuals in there who are actually very good. The group itself is bad. In identity politics, the individual is gone, and it only has to do with identity of groups. And guess who gets to define who's good identity and who's bad identity and the like? Groups like Black Lives Matter. It's a, again, it's an incredibly pernicious doctrine. It's absolutely destructive of our nation.
Right.
And everybody with a soul needs to stand up and oppose it.
So when you're sitting there having a conversation, or some of the listeners out there are having conversations, you know, across their dining room table with their neighbors, and their neighbors are championing Black Lives Matter because it sounds like it's the right thing to do, right? What precisely would you tell those neighbors who are like, yeah, these guys aren't what they seem to be? How would you try to have them explain that to their neighbors who have bought in hook, line, and sinker?
Yeah, I think, again, it's just being very patient, and it's tapping into the relationship that you have with the person. I think it's important to always begin by listening, because somebody who's a supporter of BLM thinks that this is the way they could be morally serious about an issue that they're feeling very passionate about. And we want to affirm that. That's a good thing. I'm glad you're taking something morally seriously. I'm glad you're standing up for injustices in the world. We should be doing that. That's a very good thing. So you want to, that's an important part to show that you're listening. But at some point you have to say, but is that what's really happening here when all is said and done? Is that what's really happening? Because you know there's another perspective on BLM. It's not my perspective. It is a wider pundit-based, scholar-based perspective. I like particularly Glenn Lowry of Brown University. He's become a major opponent against critical race theory. He himself is black. I think of Thomas Sowell of Stanford University, who's again himself black. Carol Swain of Vanderbilt University, who again is herself black. I mean, we're not talking a bunch of, you know, just white academics dismissing this stuff. No, we're talking people who, according to BLM, should be on their side by virtue of the definition of identity politics, who want nothing to do with this. They want nothing to do with this. And then you have to ask, why is that? Why would they say that? Why would they want nothing to do with it? And then you explain it to them, because they understand that this is Marxism. And Marxism, in the end, erases the individual's worth and redefines it in relation to a group's worth as understood in terms of oppressor and oppressed. And in that sense, then, this is not so much about racial justice. It's about the total remaking of our society around Marxist norms. And we saw last century what happens when societies try to do that. Even Bill Maher gets this, okay?
Right.
Even Bill Maher recognizes. You know,
yeah.
We tried communism before, and we've got hundreds of millions of graves to prove it. When you remove the worth of the individual and eclipse it with identity-based categories, where one is always good and the other is always bad, that makes for a future that is frightening indeed.
All right, Doc, music is playing. That means I got to go. I can't thank you enough. Dr. Stephen Turley, you can check out his YouTube page. You will not be disappointed. Wayne Allen Root is next. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Keep it right here on the Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Me too.